Disappointing in the end. Another day out though for he's against Leitrim, and it was passages there where he's played well, but the one played a massive part in that game.
Oh, look, it seems like every game we come out to play this year there's a strong wind going one way. But look, this has to come down to us as a management team, because you know we put 5 points on the board. We thought we had all our, you know, we'd have them going right, but I knew this, it was going to be tough in the first half, but to come out then the second half and only score 4 points, it's just not enough. It's not enough of a return. I'm saying the same thing again, back to the drawing board. But you know, I don't know. It's very, very disappointing that we just there was nothing from us today at all.
Jody McFadden had a great goal chance in the first half. That would have changed things, because bearing in mind, despite the breeze they had, they only led by 10 at the break.
Yeah, look, we thought coming into half time that it was a, we thought it was a game started. We thought it was a 7 or 8 point wind.
Yeah.
And we thought, okay, we're in touching distance here. Like Jody had a real good chance in the first half. We missed a 21-yard free kick into the keeper's hands. Another goal chance after that. So we had all the chances to get more than a point on the board, but it's just, look, if you don't take them chances against a team like Armagh, you know, it's very hard. They were playing keep ball for a lot of that second half there, it's not pretty to look at either, look, you know what I mean? But they done enough to win the game, that's all it's about.
They were comfortable and controlled at times, there's no doubt about that. The likes of Kerry O'Hanlon, Niamh Reid, Lauren McConville, they controlled the situation well, especially the younger girls around them as well. And at times it seemed very difficult for you to break them down.
Yeah, well, like, you're just after rattling off a bunch of players there who are, well, Kerry O'Hanlon's in her 40s, you know. You have girls there, all the, they have no kids in their team, okay? No kids at all. We have, I think, 7 or 8 teenagers starting there today. So I've made that excuse all year. You know, for me, we just haven't gotten better, and that comes down to us again. They're very experienced. They can hold the ball. They can kick it around. They can do all kinds of things with it. And we try to push our girls out on them. And you know, we seemed like we couldn't do anything with the referee at all. He was, you know.
You were disappointed with the referee.
I was disappointed with the referee. Like, you know, before we went out on the pitch, I actually said to you, Paddy, why is the referee over there stand talking? And I'm not. People listening to this, don't think I'm making an excuse for this, but it's just unethical. The referee should not be talking to the opposing manager for 20 minutes before the game. Take their phones out, showing each other's pictures and stuff on the phone. I don't care that they're mates, but that's unethical. Okay, and then to go out and see the way he, and it's not me and Poggy or Karen or Dino. It's the girls in the pitch. The girls are working their socks off, okay? And to get treated like that there is just wrong.
And you'll take it further?
Well, I'm going to report it. Like probably nothing's going to happen. You know what I mean? Because all they'll say is, oh, look at it, it's just sour grapes. Okay, but I'd like to hear his answer for it. You know, we could, the same thing happened to us last week against Tipperary. You know, I guess when you're not winning, you feel like everything's going against you. You know, so.
Well, you've another day out against Leitrim. You'll know Leitrim. You know Johnny Gardy's side, the one that we did last year. Still, that senior experience should play a part.
Look, it will, but it's another game, but it's another game we don't want. You know what I mean? We'd rather be, you know, we would have rather been playing in the quarter final. That didn't happen. We'd rather be finished now. But my biggest thing here is we went out with a whimper. We didn't put Armagh under pressure at all.